Sony Link Buds offer comfort, no isolation. By Nicole Nugent in the Wall Street Journal. I love wireless earbuds, but the in-ear bud style doesn't suit everyone. Readers often email me saying earbuds cause them ear pain and create uncomfortable feeling or pressure or suction. I was drawn to Sony's new Bluetooth wireless headphones called Link Buds because their open ring design, one that addresses some of those issues. They are earbuds minus the buds. The squishy figure eight shape is so new and odd that at first I had no idea how to put them on. After 15 minutes of different angles, I figured it out. The metal circle rests just inside your ear, while the soft, squishy loop on the other half of the earphone anchors the whole contraption, because everybody has different shaped ears. Sony includes multiple loop sizes. The Link Buds are surprisingly comfortable to wear for long periods, since there aren't any tips jammed into your ear. They're small and relatively lightweight, compared with other headphones I've tested. They're less gross, too. No ear junk on those buds. The thing about the open design is that it lets in all surrounding environmental noise. Depending on how you're using the buds, this can be good or bad. Sony says the concept was inspired by teenagers who often just wear one earbud while hanging out with friends. I'm no teen, but there are plenty of instances where I want to hear everything around me, like when I'm exercising outside or cooking in the kitchen and waiting for the pot to boil. It's safety by design. Even when you're lost in your music, you should hear the bus coming before it hits you. With Link Buds, the surroundings sounded completely natural, but they couldn't always keep up with those surroundings. While walking by a busy playground, people on the other end of a phone call could hear me clearly, but I couldn't hear them well, even with the volume dialed way up. In general, I made music and calls louder to compensate. I worried that the volume might be harmful to my hearing, so I turned on the iPhone's headphone level monitor. The headphones do have a dynamic volume control mode, accessible from a companion app, which automatically adjusts volume based on what's going on around you. When a big truck rumbled by, the Link Buds boosted my podcast until the vehicle passed. The value of the Link Buds design is comfort. Adding Sony's fantastic noise-canceling technology to this might be impossible. If the company figured that out, the Link Buds could be AirPod killers. The Link Buds cost $180, about as much as a third-generation AirPods. The audio quality on the Sony pair isn't as good. The bass was lacking in comparison, and the sound wasn't as rich. But I could wear the Link Buds for much longer than those AirPods, which also tend to fall out of my ear. In my testing, which involved a mix of calls, podcasts, and music, the Buds' battery lasted about 7 hours on average. A 10-minute quick charge in the case gives an additional 90 minutes of audio play. A few features didn't work as perfectly as I'd hoped. You can play and pause music by tapping the patch of skin in front of your ear, rather than the bud itself, which could hurt. Eating food occasionally triggered that sensor. And speak to chat, which pauses audio when it detects your voice, was too sensitive, even with sensitivity set to low. Both features can be disabled in the companion app. I ran, skied, and walked around with the Link Buds, and they didn't fall out, but they do feel less secure than in-ear buds. Active people should instead opt out for headphones that wrap around their ears for maximum grip using long rubber hooks. Sony's Link Buds are perhaps the best small, lightweight, open-ear choice right now. They're full of great ideas, but need some refinements. If you're considering buying a pair, wait for the next software update.